记者。Don't anybody blame John for that. That was probably my misunderstanding and my telling him the wrong thing at the right time. But I want to thank him for what he did. We appreciate it. For those of you who do not know, which I probably not any, but I am not John Paul Kosecki. But I am Johnny Brooks. And I am here to serve today and try to do something. Yeah, by the time I get through, there may be many of you who may drop to your knees and pray to the Lord that John Paul has a safe trip and a safe journey back and get back quick. But the subject I want to talk to you about is just that, prayer. We have two types of prayers that we give. We have a public prayer and we have a private prayer. It's the only two types that are mentioned in the scriptures. The public prayers, I have been privileged to be involved in many cases. I've done what in our services we like to call the opening prayer. I've done the prayer for communion. And back when we had it, I did what we at that time called the closing prayer. Now it happens to be the shepherd's prayer. I don't do that one. But I've had the privilege of doing those, and those are what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about what is your responsibility on prayer. Your responsibility for public prayer. Some of you may get the opportunity to lead one, but I'm talking about every service, every public prayer. I believe there are three groups out here when their public prayer is offered. The first group ignores it, just lets the time go by, lets the speaker speak and say what they've got to say, and goes on their merry way. The second group listens. They hear what the speaker says. They may even follow up the closing with an amen. That's the way it is, brothers. The third group is those who pray along with the individual. We used to say that we lead prayers. You see, when I'm up here doing a public prayer, I can pray for you, but I cannot pray for you. Now, there's going to be many of you around here saying, he said the same thing. He said he can and he said he can't. Now, what's he talking about? I can pray on your behalf. I can pray that you have safe journeys, that you have good health. I can pray that your souls be uplifted and cared for. I can pray for you in all ways that you need. But the one thing I cannot do is I cannot pray for you. That means you have a responsibility to pray yourselves. And when I say I'm up here leading a prayer, that's what I mean. John was just up here leading singing. Was John singing alone? Or were others singing along with him? For he was leading the singing. Oh, he was doing his singing also. He was the wrong one, John, but you did it. But what is our responsibility in prayer? Can we say a silent prayer along with the person who is leading the public prayer? Of course we can. Will God hear your silent prayer? Of course He will. For God hears the prayer that's coming from your heart, not the prayer that's coming from your mouth. So therefore you can do it whether it is orally or whether you simply do it in thoughts and in quiet. What is the responsibility? We are to pray continuously. Now, does this mean that we just go through the day and just never stop praying? No. But it does mean that we pray continuously. We don't say, okay, I asked for that yesterday, so I don't need to ask for it again today because God already knows I want it. That may be true. I'm not denying it. But I am saying that God wants you to know that it's truly what you want. He doesn't mind if you tell Him again. His answer might have been, not now. But should you quit asking? You should pray continuously. Now, you do not just go on and rattle words. There are many, and I'm guilty as any other, that drop back into the King James Version when I'm trying to lead a prayer. I have all of my these and my vows and I shouts and I shants and all of this stuff. That's not the way I talk. I don't think it's the way you talk. And I don't think it's what God necessarily wants to hear. God wants to hear what's in your heart. Prayer is your communication with God. Not your communication with me, not my communication with you. And when I'm reading a public prayer, too often it becomes my communication with you. When it shouldn't. It should be my communication with God for you. It should be your communication with God for me. It should be a communication with God. We should be talking to God. You're talking to Him at the same time I'm talking to Him. Believe me, He is capable of listening to all of us at the same time. There's not a prayer that's going to escape Him because He was listening to someone and not someone else. That's not going to happen. But are we doing it? I mentioned three different categories of people when public prayers take place. Now, I want each of you to examine your own hearts. Examine what category you fall into. I don't want you to tell me because it's none of my business. But I want you to tell God. I want you to examine your heart so that you can tell God. I want you to look at it and say, here's what I'm doing and here's what I should be doing. Maybe they're the same thing. Boy, that's great, isn't it? If you are doing what you should be doing, that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with recognizing that. There's nothing wrong with telling God that. We pray when we need. We pray when we want. Now, when we start praying when we want, that's when we start getting in trouble. Because God will give us what we need. God will see that our needs are taken care of. But our wants are going to go by the wayside. God's not going to worry about what our wants are. I might want a new car. I might want no more money. I might not want a lot of things. But God says, I'll give you what you need. God's promised us that. God keeps His word. He keeps His promise. God will see that we have our needs taken care of. But He wants us to come to Him and tell Him what our needs are. He wants to know that we know. what they are. He knows what they are. Yeah, you don't really need to tell him because he knows. But do you know what your needs are? Can you separate your needs from your wants? Can you say, I need this? Or can't you say, I want this? God answers your prayer. God answers all prayers. Sometimes He says yes when you really pray for a need. God will say yes and He will give it to you. That need will be taken care of because it is a need. God will say, not now, because it's sometime in the future. It will happen later. Now, sometimes He says no, because you asked for the want. I want to win the lottery. I want the money. I want riches and fame. No. God doesn't want me to have those things. Probably because I couldn't handle them if it was me. I would totally go off the wrong way. How many people have done that in the past? How many movie stars and singers have gotten rich and wealthy? They turned to drugs. They turned to wild living. They go completely away from the Lord. Some who might have been with the Lord to begin with won't be afterwards because, hey, I got it now. I don't have to worry anymore. But God will take care of our prayers. We have a responsibility to pray. Not just me, not just you. Public prayer, we sometimes think that, okay, that takes care of me. He said it, it's done, I don't have to worry about it anymore. I say he, I'm using that pronoun, that could just as easily be she. For all, pray to God. He, she, they, we. Whichever one you want to use, they all work. But are we doing it? Or are we trying to let someone else do it for us? Because that does not satisfy God. It does not satisfy God when we say, well, they said the prayer up there, so I don't need to say it again. He prayed for the health of this person, so it's taken care of. I don't have to worry about it anymore. Pray without ceasing. Continue to pray. Don't be afraid. It does not mean you're throwing in a bunch of useless words, meaningless words, or things that nobody cares. But talk to God like I'm talking to you. Because I ain't no fancy preacher. You can all tell that already. When this is over, like I say, there may be many of you who drop to your knees and say, Lord, get that preacher back here because we need him. If you want to be truthful, I agree. But there are those of you who have heard me up here many times before. There's still a few of you around. Most have gone other ways. Whether it was the preaching that drove it away or whether they just moved away, whatever, they're gone. And others, this might be some of your first experience of hearing me up here. Gee, what a thrill. But I'll tell you, I did this out of love. I did it out of love for you. I did it out of love for the congregation. I did it out of love for God. I have never been a professional speaker. I have never been anything but the same thing you are, sitting right out there in that pew listening to somebody else about words. When I say listening, sometimes I was listening and sometimes I wasn't hearing. And you know what? I know it's still the same way. It was that way when I grew up. It was that way in my middle ages. And it's that way in my old ages. Because I have done it now for a few years. I just turned 79, getting ready to turn 80. Regina, you better quit telling people we're the same age. Regina likes to tell people we're the same age because we went to school together, which we did. We went to college together. What she doesn't tell them is I put 20 years in the military before I started the college and she came out of high school. But nevertheless, we did go to school together. And Alan and I went to school together at the same time because he was there with all of us. But the thing is, what I'm going to talk to you about is your prayer life. Do you pray on a regular basis? Or do you pray for a meal? Do you pray to be seen by man and heard by man? Or do you pray to converse with God? Do you pray for the benefit of others? Or do you pray simply for yourself? Now, there is nothing wrong with praying for yourself. But there is a whole lot wrong with praying only for yourself. We need to pray for each other. That's what the scriptures tell us to do, is pray for one another. That means I'm to pray for you, you are to pray for me, and we are to pray for each other. Gee, already that's a lot of prayers going up to God, isn't it? You know what? I need them. I imagine at least some, if not most of you, do too. But we're all sinners, so we can all use prayer. We're all God's children. So He says, you can talk to me when you want to. Do you want to? Do you want to talk to God? Simply do it. If you don't want to talk to Him, I can't make you. No way I can force you. No way God will force you. For God says, I give you free choice. Talk to me if you want to talk to me, and don't talk to me if you don't want to talk to me. It's going to affect your spiritual life, but you still have the free choice. It's your choice. Now, I've had a little bit to say, and I've had my say. There may be some who like, some who dislike. I've had people tell me, well, you just stood up there and you stepped on my toes. Well, maybe your toes needed to be stepped on. Because if the toes weren't out there, I couldn't step on them. There's been others who said, thank you. That's the kind I really like to hear. But if any of you heard anything today that you disagreed with, or that you found unscriptural, I want to challenge you to come to me and to tell me. Don't half-step. Don't be bashful. I don't bite. If I do, my teeth will fall out. So, you don't have to worry about that. I got another set at home. But, for each and every one of you, and the next time somebody gets up here and leads a prayer, which is going to be fairly soon here, John, you doing it? Alan's doing it. Alan's going to be doing the Shepherd's Prayer. Don't just let the words pass by. Don't ignore them. Listen to them, but pray with him. Pray for him. at the same time that He's praying for you. Don't hesitate. Now, I'm stopping now because I know John and Alan are going to have a meeting and going to keep y'all for a little bit. Oh, no?
Yeah, we are having a meeting.
Okay. No, I'm done. I've had my say, and they will try to get you out of here in time for you to go eat lunch, because I won't be able to stay with you for the meeting because I've got to run, take care of my wife. But if there are any here today that anything was said which moved you, anything that you need to respond to, we ask that you come now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.